This is the story so far. It seems that a beautiful and mysterious lady from the land of Upau Pijau appeared before Benton Harper, the simple shoe clerk who was also the winged warrior, and spoke to him, saying,
"Don't go to the shoe store on Monday morning."
"Why?"
"Because Schtick will get you,"
the beautiful lady replied.
"Oh,"
said Benton Harper, adding, "What is Schtick?"
"S-H-T-I-C-K."
She stopped with a wave of her wand, explaining,
"Secret henchman to injure crime killing."
And so the simple shoe clerk did not go to the shoe store that Monday morning. However, he did go on the following morning.
"Well, it's Wednesday morning.
Wednesday
morning, and here I am all set to sell my heart out."
And the simple shoe clerk's first customer was a weird couple who ordered a pair of sneakers by saying,
Sneakers,
Bobana." It was at this point the phone rang. It was a long-distance phone call from the land of Upau Pijau.
Hi, who's calling, please?
The beautiful lady from the land of Upau Pijau. And she spoke a second time to the simple shoe clerk, saying,
"Would you believe I got my days mixed up?"
And at the very moment the simple shoe clerk...
"Will I answer her?"
"No." And at the very moment the simple shoe clerk heard these words, the weird couple was rapidly plotting his demise. Rapidly.
Fine. So what do you want to do?
What do you want to do?
The elevator. Leonard.
Yes, here.
You go to the winged warrior and tell him you've been robbed.
Yes.
Tell him the robber has stepped down the service.
Right.
Evil woman.
Here.
You rush to the elevator and shut the gate.
Yes, fine.
Then when the winged warrior pursues the fake robber, he will plunge to his demise.
Demise?
Go. Yes,
sure, right now.
Thanks.
Good, thank you very much.
Well... And thus the diabolical scheme is set in motion by the couple from Schtick.
Pardon me.
Yes?
I have been robbed.
Here in the shoe store while the sale's on?
Yes, yes.
Gee, that's terrible.
Help me.
Here you are.
What are you doing?
What?
Yes. It's only a loan, of course, but now you can take advantage of some great buys.
Oh, that's not what you're supposed to say.
You're supposed to be demising.
Yes.
Come on.
Wow. Did I not move the story ahead just a teensy-weensy? Must I do everything, including helping an evil couple with a phony accent? And another thing, won't it be surprising if there's ever a demise?